Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Of course, Vegas Discount Nutrition, five locations all around the valley. All your nutrition and supplement needs, hit them up. Get everything you need. If you broke your New Year's resolution, which almost everybody has by now, get back on a horse. Start riding it again. You can still achieve those goals. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Because trust me, if it was a sprint, I'd have been dead a long, long time ago. So head on over there. Vegas Discount Nutrition. Five locations. And it being the weekend, we got those lightning sales going on as well. Always great deals. And speaking of great, the greatest cut man in the business, in the world, in the universe of all time. Good friend of mine, and I know, Phil, I know you kind of called him up and set him up here, but I've known this gentleman forever. He is truly, he's wise, he's intelligent, he's entertaining, he's got his own clothing line. He's the success that I only wish I could be. The cut man extraordinaire, Mr. Stitch Duran. Stitch, it is so good seeing you, my friend. Instead of just on TV, actually in person again.
Yeah, it's kind of nice hanging out with the guys. You know, I always call this barbershop talk, right? And this is what we do best, right? Yeah. So thanks for having me on, and good seeing you. Good meeting you. You know, just see different athletes coming in and see how they prepare for fights. It's pretty much like a regular fight or fights, how they prepare for a show, but it's all discipline.
Yeah, we were actually just talking. She's doing an absolutely Miss Latoria Watts doing a crazy world tour in a couple of minutes or a couple of weeks. She's going to Columbus, Ohio, then to Australia, then to Brazil to compete in a bodybuilding show after bodybuilding show after show. So crazy rigorous schedule, you know. And I know you're all over the place. I know you do a lot of things for the troops. You got a new book that just came out too, right?
Yeah, it's the second one. It's a continuation of the first one. And it's called From the Fields to the Garden too. So, you know, I kind of let the readers know what really happened with me in the UFC. Plus, I have a lot of additional stories that come with the growth that I've been through since UFC number 104.
Yeah. Now, just last week, you were over in San Jose for the Bellator card, and we all got that devastating news come 3 o'clock in the afternoon that the main event of Fedor and Matt Mitrione was canceled. When something like that happens, behind the scenes, what kind of chaos is there?
Well, there was no chaos, but I tell you, it took the wind out of everybody's sails, you know, and especially me. You know, Fedor had, Jerry Millen, his advisor, had called me the week before and asked if I was going to be in San Jose, and I said, yes, I will, and he said, hold on, somebody wants to talk to you, and it's Fedor, the emperor. You know, I mean, it doesn't get no better than that, right?
No.
So, you know, he wanted me to wrap his hands and work his corner, so I was set, man. I was ready to go, and that was the only reason I was going. Because of Fedor, right? And then to find out at the weigh-ins that, you know, or the day of the fight, Matt had got on the scales, and I saw Fedor in his green room, and he gives me a hug and calls me brother, and then he says, you know, I need your help, Stitch. And that really touched my heart. But I've had a long history with Fedor, and it's nice to have had that opportunity. But Anatoly Turkov, I think, is one of his young proteges. I got to wrap his hands, and the kid liked it, so I'm hooked up with him also.
It wasn't a total loss, right?
Yeah, it wasn't a total loss.
Now, Stitch, I remember way back in Pride, you used to be with Josh Barnett all the time.
Of course.
Now, how does that – is that how you met Fedor back then?
Great story with that. It's one of my favorite stories, actually, is Josh Barnett would pay me to go and work with him exclusively, right? But then everybody wanted me to wrap his hands. And
of course
Josh,
they did.
Josh being the agent – fighter that he was, he said, you know what, I'm paying Stitch to come down and work with me. If you want him to wrap your hands, he's going to charge you $500. You know, man, I'd come back with $2,000-$3,000 extra just in my pocket, right? Well, Fedor had just come back from breaking his thumb, and it was his first fight back, and the promoter asked me if I would wrap his hands. Man, I jumped on it. I didn't even ask about a price. I was just so happy, and I get into the dressing room, and, you know, I've worked with plenty of Russians that I know that they're very stoic, and you know, just like I'm talking to you guys, I like to talk to them when I'm wrapping their hands to kind of relax them and kind of find out their fight style and all that. And Fedor ain't saying nothing to me. And finally, I finished wrapping both hands. And I said, well, how do they feel? And he goes, he looks at his hands, opens and closes them, and he says, super. Super. That's all he said, man. Talk about Ivan Drago 101, right?
Yeah.
So I walk out, and I don't think my feet are touching the ground. And after the fights, he had won by knockout. So Josh and I were going back to the bus, and we see him in the dressing room, and he invites us in and takes shots of vodka with Fedor. And ever since, I've been wrapping his hands. Yeah, no,
not something you pass up.
No. All business before the fight, but after the fights, he was known to tip a few back and have a good time.
Well, you know, and I haven't said it too often, but I'll bring it out here. Josh and Fedor ended up, once he got back to the hotel, they ended up for a long, long night. And I think it's like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. We have breakfast, and Josh comes in, and he's a little on the tipsy side, right? So I know Fedor was probably in that same position. But, you know, they ended up with a great relationship, and I have a great relationship with him also.
Yeah, and I remember the first time, I think it was when Fedor fought for Affliction, and they did that press conference down in New York City. I was at Satellite at the time, and Fedor was this mystery, you know. Like you said, he didn't really talk. You know, super when he wraps your hand. Not much of a conversationist, but also known in the ring. I mean, emotionless. You saw him. He almost get knocked out. Didn't move. When the late Kevin Randleman and slammed him on his head, I thought he broke his neck. And then a second
later,
How
did he not break his neck?
He turns around and he submits him like it was out of nowhere. This guy was a machine. And I see him in New York City after this press conference where he's about to fight Arlovsky for the first time. And, you know, he played always has the entourage with him, you know, his Russian priest and everything. Sure. And there was a magician there. And I was with Chuck Zito. And, Chuck Zito is an entertaining fella, I'll tell you that much. And, you know, because Randy Gordon, always with Randy Gordon, who comes on this show quite often. And, you know, I remember he was like, hey, Randy G, loves his boxing, loves his MMA. Well, Chuck brought us upstairs, and he was with a friend of his who's a magician. And this guy is doing card tricks, and Fedor, who I had never seen an emotion ever, not angry, not scared, not happy, not sad, nothing, was like a giddy schoolboy, just laughing at all of the magic tricks. And I just remember just being like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm watching something that no one has ever witnessed, at least no one outside of his friends, you know? And it was an amazing experience.
And people, you know, say he don't speak English. He does.
Yes,
he does speak English. I was outside of the arena. I was checking my emails because the phone obviously doesn't work. And he comes in and he taps me on the bottom of my leg, and it's Fedor, right? And so we take a picture there with Jerry, and I meet the whole crew. And I said, oh, yeah, you know, Anatoly liked the way I wrapped his hands, and your coach, you know, I'd give him my card. And, you know, he asked about doing some seminars in Russia. And first thing came out of his mouth is, when?
Oh, you know? That was quick.
And I said, well, I give him my card.
Have you been there to Russia yet?
Well, yeah, I was there with Klitschko a couple times.
A couple? Okay.
Yeah, but never for the MMA industry. Yeah. And, you know, all these fighters from Dagestan and everybody, I know them all.
They are a scary bunch. They're a horse
of a different color.
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, I cannot wait for that Ferguson Nurmagomedov fight. But you've been to Russia. You've traveled everywhere because of this. I mean, you've been to Dubai, right?
Been to Dubai.
You've been to Japan
many times.
Okay, where's your favorite place to visit?
It has to be Rio de Janeiro. I've had so many great moments there. Food is tremendous. The people are tremendous. You know, it's nice when I get into customs, my first day to Rio, and I get to the custom agent, and he says, Stitch, bonvenido, you know, stamps it, and I said, I'm in, man.
Whoa, all right. You know?
Yeah, and the cops look at me, and they run their fingers over their eyes, and, you know, people stop me in the streets and all that, but just some nice, nice, nice people, so that has to be my favorite place.
So you get recognized all over the world, then?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, if it's not MMA, if it's not in the movies, because you were in some great quality movies, right?
Yeah, boxing. Yeah, and it's funny because I was talking to Anatoly when I'm wrapping his hands, and he's laughing, and he's speaking to his interpreter, and he goes, it's funny that he's wrapping my hands, and I just saw him in the movie Creed.
Yeah.
You know, and
going to be a second one?
I believe there is a second Creed
there
coming.
I was talking to Michael B. Jordan when Andre fought in Oakland, and Ryan Coogler was there, the director and writer, and Michael B. Jordan, and obviously everybody asked him the same question, but he says Hollywood wanted to bring it back right away, but Ryan Coogler, being the young, sharp director that he is, he's directing Black Panther, which is pretty much an all-black cast, right? And then Michael B. Jordan is in the movie, so that's about a year process. So once after that, I'm sure they'll be agreed to.
And well, I mean, with what Marvel's success is right now in that Black Panther, it's hot as hell.
Yeah.
When you're doing a movie like that, Do you actually ever wrap any of the actors' hands or anything for the fight scenes and that kind of stuff? Because I know that you wouldn't have to, but if I'm in there, I'm going, I got a chance to have Stitch Duran wrap my hands? Hell yeah, wrap me up, baby.
I got to get into character.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day, you know, my trailer was next to Michael B. Jordan's, and I'd go to his trailer, and I'd wrap his hands.
You have your own trailer?
Yeah, of course. Hey, man, I was an actor, brother. You know,
just that
card. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's crazy that, you know, I look at my name on the trailer, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm in. You know?
Right.
And I told, you know, I told Sly and I told Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler, I said, you know, I just can't sleep at night because I'm in my bed and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? You know, to spend 6 weeks filming with these guys.
Sly needs to get you in the next Expendables movie.
Wait, did you hear the way he threw it out too, Sly? Like, yeah. I mean, Stitch, your first book, From the Field, so, you know, did you ever think that this was a possibility? I mean, I have seen you leave fights, and you are crowded like you are one of the fighters. I mean, I always see fans all around you. You're in movies. You're a world traveler. Did you ever foresee this?
No, it blows my mind every day. You know, just to kind of give you a little insight, I grew up as a farm worker. I'm the guy that Trump wants to send back.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I picked the peaches, tomatoes, the cottons. I was born and raised in a migrant camp, you know. And
he wants your next book to be From the Garden Back to the Field.
Yeah, but that's it. You know? So that's it, you know, going back. But, yeah, it blows my mind. I mean, I grew up in a migrant camp and moved to a town that was 1,500 people, all farm workers. And so it blows my mind every day that I'm doing this and you know, believe it or not, guys, I'm just kind of getting going, you know, just starting off, yeah. So it's been a great life. Man.
All right, Stitch. Enough of that. Okay.
I'm going to tell you more, man.
Yeah, you brought up Andre a minute ago.
Yes. Right?
Plus, he was in the movie in Creed, too.
Right.
Did you really think that he won that fight against Kovalev?
Of course.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
No, but, you know, in all fairness, as I'm walking into the ring, once the bell rang, I was talking to one of the corner guys. And I said, man, this is a draw. You know, I expected a draw, and it was so loud when the ring announcer was given the instructions that I didn't hear how they were read out, you know. But then I saw Andre raise his hands, and I'm thinking,
okay,
I'm
he won.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah.
So, no, because I was in a household where everyone thought Kovalev won.
Yeah, sure.
And I go, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a draw just because. And then when it was announced.
Oh, I remember that fight.
Was announced that he won. I mean, the look of terror in everybody that I was with that night was just like, there's no way. I mean, because during the fight, I don't know if you watch it afterwards
at
home. Yeah. The announcers were all pro, you know, Andre Ward. All of them. I mean, well, he works with HBO for Christ. But I'm like, I've seen this fight four times now, and each time it gets closer, and I find more reasons to believe that Andre won.
Yeah.
But now, when he won, there was a look of doubt, and they're like, did I really win? does he say anything to you about it? Or does he, oh, no, I actually won.
He just won another project. I finished with him. I go to another project. But, you know, he was happy that he won, and obviously he should have been, you know, because it was a tough fight. And, you know, for him to get dropped and just kind of get outboxed by Kovalev.
How surprising was that?
In the beginning of the rounds, I'm thinking, wow, man, he's taking it to him. But then Andre, being as astute of a fighter as he is, he made those adjustments, started going to the body, starting getting those combinations in, and I think that was a deciding factor of him winning those rounds in the later part of the
definitely.
Fight.
Definitely. But, I mean, what I was sitting there watching this, right? And I'm like, okay, now he's got him. Now, are you of the belief that the next time they fight that he's just going to walk through him like people think?
No, you know, in this game, you got a guy like Kovalev where you got that one-shot knockout power, it's always going to be a dangerous fight. But I think, you know, when he got dropped by Kovalev, it took that monkey off his back.
Oh,
and it gave him that confidence for the second one to know now he's going to make his adjustments. Is it going to be an easier fight? I don't think so.
No.
But the chances of him winning.
Greatly improved, yes.
Yeah, I think they greatly improved. That's a good way of putting it.
Cutman Extraordinaire here with us. Weekend Kickoff, Stitch Duran, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Stitch, I got to ask you this. When you are working the corner or somebody in the cage, whatever you're doing, you're obviously focusing on the fighter. You're looking to see if there's a cut or something or some kind of injury to know what you have to work on. Do you have the luxury, or do you, in your back of your mind, do you kind of score a fight and try to figure out where it is in that? Or are you just zoned in going, the judges got to do their job, the trainers and coaches got to do theirs, the fighters got to do theirs, and I have my job to do? Can you even really assess what's going on in there, or are you just looking for damage and how you can stop it for the best thing in your fighters?
No, that's a great question, Ballpark Frank. And, you know, let me put it to you this way, is that's one of the things that I always look at. I always check the rounds round by round. And when I worked with Vladimir Klitschko the first time he came back from losing his title against Tavera Williamson, he had gotten dropped like in the third round. And on the fifth round, he ended up with a big headbutt.
I remember.
Nasty cut, right? And at that point, I knew he was winning the fight. So I told Emmanuel Stewart and Vitaly Klitschko, his brother, I said, look, he's winning the fight. I'm going to have the doctor stop the fight, right? So when the doctor came and she asked how it was, I literally opened it up. And I said, yeah, it's a pretty bad cut. And she knows my skills enough to know that, you know, if Stitch says it's a bad cut, it's a bad cut. So they stopped the fight, went to the scorecards. He ended up winning and became a world champion, you know, and just lost it to Tyson Fury in his last fight.
You talk about going from project to project. What do you have lined up now, coming up next?
The biggie.
Yeah, well, I have Bellator.
Are you doing the Bellator in England?
You got to pull out the schedule. It's crazy.
Are you doing the one in England?
No, I'm not doing the one in England. I got Bellator in Oklahoma. I got Jackson Renteria in California and Victor Kansas City. Bellator in Chicago. I just booked the fight April the 1st for boxing, a young kid. And then Babu Chuminov fights April the 7th, and then Klitschko April the 29th. Yeah. Invicta again, Andre Ward, obviously June the 17th. And I think they were talking about Amir Khan possibly fighting Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, I know that's the one they're looking at, and that one would be in
the UK. Yeah.
UK again, that would be interesting. And you know, Invicta, they've been putting on some great shows.
Yeah.
Do you ever have to? Is there any different way you go about it when dealing with a man and a woman when it comes to the fighting?
Absolutely. I'll tell you a story. As I was working with Beth Rollins before she joined the UFC, and she's this girl from Australia, right? So she received a little bit of swelling, and that's usually when I walk in. So I'm working on her swelling, and she's telling her coach in her accent, she says, I got kneed in the vagina, and it hurt. So I'm thinking, you know, it's going through my head. Well, what do I do in that situation? Do I put ice on it, or do I just leave it alone? I left it alone, right? And so in one of the stories that I wrote, and even in the book, I asked her if I could, you know, if I could put that little quote that she had on there. And obviously she said, yeah. So that wasn't it. But I tell you what, the Invicta fights, these girls get cut just as bad as these guys, man.
Oh,
there's some brutal fights and brutal knockouts. And I love working Invicta. And Shannon Knapp is just, you know, she takes care of the fighters the way everybody should take care of their fighters.
And she's been around this sport for so long. So many people do not take that, into consideration. Shannon used to work for the UFC years ago. So she's been involved. I mean, even WEC, I think she had some to hand. So she's been around this sport for the long time. And, yes, we talk about it all the time. There are certain fighters in this sport that are not treated the way that they should be.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of bad things that happen, but Shannon does it the right way.
Yeah, and even me, you know, when the UFC let me go, she had sent me an email, and she goes, do you still want to work with us? I said, well, because she was not going with Fight Pass with the UFC. I said, well, what about your association with the UFC? She goes, nah, this is my show. You've done a great job for us. You're a good man, and you can work our shows anytime you want. And I've been with her since day one.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Now, okay, come on. Does Klitschko have a chance against the young buck, Anthony Joshua?
You know, if Klitschko was of a different nationality, I'd say, nah, you know, you got the young lion and the old lion. But Vladimir is such an astute fighter, and he just really screwed up on that fight. I mean, I'm looking at it like in the ninth round, and I'm thinking, wow, did he just get old overnight? You know, and athletes do that.
Did he miss Emmanuel Stewart the last few fights?
Well, I think, yeah, we all miss Emmanuel Stewart.
Well, no, you know, I'm sure that, but I mean,
but
him.
Just the confidence builder of Emmanuel being there, right? And like we were talking in the green room, is in the ninth round, my job is not to give instructions. But I'm getting Vladimir, and I'm sitting him down on the stool, and I'm looking at him, and I'm saying, Vladimir, what's wrong? Are you okay? I said, you got to knock his F out. You got to knock him out, you know? And that's the only thing I said, you know, but it was too little, too late.
Yeah.
And but yeah, Emmanuel Stewart had that. He had that power, that psychological power that he brought to the table for Vladimir, no doubt.
I mean, the couple of times that I spoke to him, I was like, really? That, I mean, he was very knowledgeable, very, very. I mean, you just didn't know where he had all his knowledge from. He did.
Oh, no, no doubt about it.
I mean, the guy was just amazing.
And the best fight that I ever worked as a team was when Vladimir fought Samuel Peter in New York. Ooh. I think, you know, he got dropped five or six times.
Yes.
But Vladimir kept him Emmanuel kept Vladimir in the game to the point where he ended up winning. Nobody wins a decision when you get dropped five times, right?
Unless you're Frankie Edgar.
Yeah.
You went there, didn't you?
I mean, and I know, like, I mean, and I remember dealing and listening sometimes when you listen to a guy. I remember listening to Frankie's Corner during one of those fights. And I don't know if it was with Gray or with Ben Henderson. You know, my mind's a little foggy sometimes, you know.
No.
But yeah, we'll talk about that in another show.
If you remember.
But it was one of those situations where I'm listening to his corner and I'm like, what are you saying? Like, you're going to get your fighter killed. You ever have an experience like that when you're listening to a corner and you just want to be like, you guys are just talking out your ass here?
Yeah, I've you know, my job is not to give instructions, but I think I've been in the game long enough to know that if something has to be said, I'll do it. I love working with Frankie Edgar because he's a cut man's dream. He always gets cut, right? And, so I'm guaranteed to have some work, but his coach, Mark, I told him one time, I said, man, you're the hardest guy to work with, man. You're right in his face. You're pouring water as I'm trying to work on his cuts, and you're yelling, you don't give me that opportunity. And he apologized, you know, and we made those adjustments in future fights.
It's because he's from Jersey.
It has to be. Yeah.
He's a Jersey guy, you know. It's a Jersey thing.
Yeah. That was my thing, yeah.
By the way, number of knockdowns doesn't necessarily mean who wins the fight. I mean, I remember a certain Uriah Faber knocking down Dominick Cruz three times in the first round.
Let us not forget
and
that,
And so
yes.
the model still gave the round to Cruz. Come on, man. Damn. All right, it is the weekend kickoff. Not in my world. I don't let things go. I'm still mad at Isaiah Thomas for not going to DePaul, and I'm talking the original Isaiah Thomas. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. We still got more to get to here, and if Stitch can stick around, we will have him on. Because I want to ask him about Armando's favorite fight. Will it happen? Won't it? And what does he think about it?
We are not allowed to discuss that fight.
He's been in both sports. Should it happen? I don't think so. So it's just Stitch thinks next. Lots to get to. Weekend kickoff brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Stick around.